Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Looking to attend a live hockey game with the Wolves. Wolves are home this Saturday.
That was the Wolves.
That's why he said that yesterday.
Surprised us with the update. Lawrence Holmes is here representing one of the many Green Lantern universes, and he can pick which one.
Yeah, whoever you want. I'm a John Stewart guy, but yeah. Obviously, like, Hal Jordan, fantastic. Guy Gardner, whoever you, Kyle Rayner, whoever you need, I got you covered.
He's all of them. He's all Green Lanterns to you. That's what he does.
Oa? I mean, you got a lot of stuff that's going on.
Is Kyle Rayner the guy that was also some other superhero for a moment? Like, didn't he switch?
Yes.
One of them switched to a green
something else? Yes, because he was a White Lantern. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I'm into now.
Oh, dude, I saw it. Yes.
You saw it on the gram?
But I don't have... Well, I had started when you told me about it, like, a couple of weeks ago and picked it up before I left for my trip so that I'd have something quick to read. Turns out I read it in like 9 seconds because it's so good.
Yeah.
And there's a new book out today, tomorrow. I don't tell me what the latest one is.
The 9th, I want to say.
Don't give it away for me because I'm a book behind you, I think.
The House of X, Power of 10.
Dude.
Well, some people say it's Power of X, but if you read it, you'll understand why it's the Power of 10. Is very, very ambitious by Marvel.
It's really incredible. Some of the best I've read in years.
Yeah, and it did really great as far as the two first issues where that came out. I had an alternate cover.
Yeah,
I loved my little alternate cover with little like cartoonish Magneto
those
Xavier.
Were cute. Yeah,
it was pretty awesome. But if you have been someone who is into the plight of the mutants and it's like gotten you into the cartoon or into the movies, into all that stuff, I'm telling you. You have to read these two books because there's some amazing Jonathan Hickman type stuff going on in there.
It's almost like a Watchmen thing where there's background to it, an explanation for it. None of it feels like you're having to go through exposition. It feels like you're like discovering this new. It's incredible.
They basically created a whole new universe for the X-Men to play in.
Yep,
and it's extremely well done.
The X-Men we already know, like Wolverine and Cyclops.
Yep.
And,
yes, and
the extras.
Yes and no.
And the new ones.
Are we talking about like Colossus and some of the
peripheral? Well, that'd be the second class. But right. Krakoa, where Colossus actually first comes into the X-Men timeline, is tied into this whole thing to begin with. That's what they do so beautifully here is they kind of invent this new world and give you all of the tethers to the old X-Men stuff that you knew and loved.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I imagine that there's been some speculation that this is how they'll maybe...
Yeah.
Pour everything into the MCU.
I would imagine.
And that's, you know. Texas is House of X. Yes, it's called House of X.
Yeah.
House
of
X and Power. It's two different books.
Right.
Power of 10, which is the X, and House of X. Trust me, you're going to get engulfed in it and you're going to love it.
They're really incredible.
I took a break for a while from reading. You know, obviously, like, I'm too geeky to take a break from, like, the Marvel movies and the DC, you know, television shows. But I got back in, and I wanted to do it big, and apparently it's going real big.
I might run by Barnes & Noble because I need reading for the trip. I've got a Carl Hiaasen book that I hadn't read.
Like you'll eat that in an hour.
I'm all mad, too, because you remember the Dean Koontz book I read on the Scorehouse trip?
Yes.
That was the start of three novels in the Jane Hawk series.
Yeah.
So I was at Dick's Sporting Goods over in Niles, and it's right next to a Half-Price Books. So I go in, I'm like, ooh, I'm going to grab the other Jane Hawk book. They had the third one, but not the second one. So I didn't want to buy the third one yet. And I was like, oh, I'm so close.
The big Koontzie. I'll tell you what, when you get back, I'll lend you a couple of the, I'll give you the books because there'll be three new ones out, two new ones out by the time
you
get back.
Well, look, for you, and I suggest this to Connor, Jupiter's Legacy for you, I think, would be really interesting, Dan.
Okay.
And there's a comic book store like right around the corner from your house. It's right on Western, like right across from like
That's Challengers. That's one I go to.
The one next to the haircut, the like urban haircut.
Just go in there and ask them for Jupiter's Legacy.
Yeah,
just go in there.
After okay, see, every time I'm in there, there's guys playing card games,
Magic the Gathering. Yes. And stuff. Don't worry about that. They're
I think
not,
the guys.
They're not,
no one looks
bother
at you because I think the guys who work there are playing.
That's
so
okay.
It's
just
like,
go. Hey.
They just kind of look at you. I feel like I'm walking into somebody's basement. Just so go, like, sorry.
Hey, do you have a copy of Jupiter's Legacy?
It's
and then they'll give you the book and you'll walk out.
That shop is very. I want my comic shops to feel like I'm walking into Mallrats. Like I want that to be the case, and it accomplishes that. That's what I like about it.
You should come to First Aid in Hyde Park because we have a good time, and they've expanded the place, is great, and they've put a retro video game in there, one of the ones that has like 100 games on it.
Nice.
And it's great. It's so great. The last time I was in there to go pick these up, the House of X and Power of 10 book, this kid is in there with his mom. He must have been 5. And Panther and I are in there, and this kid is like, I want Deadpool. And I looked
wow.
over at the mom. I'm like, yeah, starting him young, eh? He's like, yeah,
Deadpool too.
She's like, he saw the movie, and now I'm like, yeah, really? That's an interesting parenting choice.
Do you remember Marvel's Epic magazine by any chance?
No.
Epic magazine was in the early 80s.
Remember Epic Records?
No, it was early to mid 80s, and it was a really sort of adult style, ambitious, psychedelic, often comics or violent war graphics that Marvel did in a magazine for adults in the 80s.
No.
And I went back, a friend of mine subscribed, my best friend subscribed, and we'd sit up and we'd read these comics, and I was trying to, for the life of me, I did a Google search the other day, I was looking for this comic that I remembered, and I found it. It's by a guy named Rick Veitch, called Abraxas and the Earthman.
Hmm.
It is mind-blowing, and it's even crazier than I remembered it being. You know how you have like a comic image that is somewhere in your head, and you don't remember why or where. It's just something that's frozen in your head somewhere. That's what happened to me, and I went searching. All I did was I did a search for a line from the comic that I remembered, and I found the image in third page of an image search, and worked my way backwards.
That's crazy.
To find a website that was dedicated to lost comics, and it had the whole thing.
That's way better than a YouTube spiral that gets
I felt like it was such a victory, and it was an 8-part Epic magazine series that has since been put together as a single graphic novel.
Well, I wonder if it, on the apps now, because they have like everything, whether it's DC or Marvel, where you can just kind of go back. But that's kind of the thing where I'm at now. For the most part, I'm done with every other week. If you wanna put together the story after it's done and then I can just read it,
same.
I can binge on it. Great. So like there's a really good one with Mr. Miracle from DC that's super good. That apparently that they are going to do some stuff with Darkseid as far as that's where we're going from a movie standpoint. And I'm excited about the casting of Big Barda. I think they got some choices to make. So people are just now sending you links to it, Dan.
I'm in. I'm in. So, Connor, what is that app?
It's the Marvel app. I subscribe to the Marvel app. Yeah. You pretty much get anything they've done. Although this Abraxas and the Extreme thing is
Earthman.
Look like
Abraxas
it's gonna,
and the Earthman. Yeah. It's referred to as a lost comic. So, I mean, I'm sure the production of it's been remaindered somewhere.
They've got almost all
everything.
Of them, almost everything on here, but not every. They don't have the amalgam stuff that they did with DC as crossover, and I don't think they.
Do they have Charlie and Flytrap by any chance? Because that was another one from Epic. That was another whacked out one. Wow.
You know what I always love? I love whenever you venture into this, talk more sports, dorks, as if you are not listening to a sports radio station. I always love the condemnation of the person who likes comics from the person listening to a sports radio station. Right.
Talk more about the Bears kickers.
All nerdery. It's just a different brand,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly.
Just a different flavor.
You are a geek. You just happen to be a sports geek, and you think that it makes you more manly because you like sports.
Talk more sports because it threatens my manhood.
Sports!
It doesn't.
You're making me feel insecure about myself by not talking about men running into other men. Sports!
You're going to be all right.
But yeah, we are going to talk. I mean, that's all that Tony has in the rundown today.
Sprots!
It literally just says sports.
Really? Sports, sports,
that's
sports.
All it says because there were no games last night.
No, nothing.
So he's like, oh, what are you going to do? You're going to talk about sports. Dan, have a wonderful vacation.
Thank you. I'm I'm going to try to relax.
Good luck. good luck.
It's rough, man. Good luck. But you're going to go to a place. Are you going to totally like disconnect with the phone? And
no, because there's Wi-Fi in the lodge, and I'm going to want to send back pictures.
Okay, but you're going to be out like when you're on the boat.
Oh, yeah, nothing during the day. I mean, for the moment, the only time I can be on my phone is when we go up to dinner, and probably then my dad's going to yell at me if I do it anyway, so I might have
to
sneak over
I said hello.
To tweet something. I definitely will.
I'm a big fan of
this.
His.
Is part of this. This trip is in celebration of his 75th and my 50th, in large part, and we're bringing along my son, my brother-in-law, and his son, and go for some big toothy critters.
I like it. Connor? Have fun with your vacation going to have over the next few days as well.
Nice. I'm spoiled. I had the last couple of days off and the next. Hub's going to be in for tomorrow and Thursday, and then it is Joe Ostrowski on Friday. So we got a good week planned for you.
That's an old school show, you and Joe.
Looking forward to it. I was listening to Joe last night. That dude, he just knows his stuff. He deserves every little bit he's getting with the National Gambling Club.
He gets it, and I'm really glad that he's the guy at night now, too, because I think that he carries on what we were doing and adds a lot of cool stuff to it that we could never do. So I'm glad that Joe's got that opportunity.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.